Well, I desire your prayers. I'd like to look at a scripture in the 14th chapter of Job. You've probably heard this scripture before. It says, man that is born of a woman, this is 14:1, man that is born of a woman is a few days and full of trouble. Think about, probably this scripture is probably trying to make a contrast between what man is, what man become after the fall, and what man was before the fall. Because original man wasn't born of woman. God made him. And do you know that he was neither did he have just a few days, and he didn't have any trouble. But that is typical of the way God does things versus the way that men does things. The scripture says that man that's born of woman, or it's talking about, you may look at it and see that it's talking about through Eve, through the generations, through the fleshly side, through the things that have transpired and man being in sinful state, then from that point on, he had a few days and they're all full of trouble. Pretty much that's true, isn't it? And I'm not here to say that we don't have joy in life and that there's not good times in life. And especially I think we seem to see them more in youth than we do when we grow up and take on a little bit more responsibility and those kind of things. But it definitely is a contrast between the perfect way that God made it to be and the way it ended up being through men's own choices and decisions. So a man that's born of a woman is a few days and full of trouble. So I'd like to think, first of all, let's look at the few days aspect of it. That really ought to, if we really believe that, and we see the evidence all around us, that really ought to alter the way we live life. Really, it ought to alter the way all men live life, shouldn't it? To the idea, you know, many, many people are religious by nature. They believe in God, or to that degree. But they don't really put much into it. A lot of people believe, and they're deceived by the enemy, to think that I've got many days ahead of me. And you may have many days ahead of you. But you know, it'd be much wiser to live 80 years ready than take a chance and not be ready when the call comes. Because the scripture is teaching us here that man is born of a woman, things changed since that time, and there's just a few days, and none of us know what day that will be. Now, we would think it a total tragedy if someone in this assembly this morning wouldn't make it through the night. It would be a tragedy to us, but it wouldn't be rare. It happens. It happens a lot of times in all different kinds of ways. It happens. Automobile accidents. It happens in all different kind of accidents and troubles. It happens because of the frailties of our body sometimes. Man that is born of a woman is truly a few days. And Lord, help us that we would have a more serious idea about life and about serving God than we've ever had before. It would do us well to always remember that we are mortal. That there is going to come an end to our lives sometime. We would be much, much advantaged if we would realize that when the scripture says that there's just a few days, that we would take into consideration that we say this a lot. But Lord, help us if we could really get this into our thinking that I really am not promised tomorrow. I really am not. God has made no declaration about my life to say that I have to live beyond this day. And it ought to be a real stir to us, because the truth of it is that none of us is promised tomorrow, and life is a man that's born of a woman, and there's a general principle. It's just not talking about the male side of it. It's all people are. But part of the idea is also, if we can understand this, he's trying to say, man that is born of a woman. Women represents the feebler side. How then could someone, how could strength come out of that? Is what this is saying. How could something, God made it perfect and right, man, God made man to live forever, God made man without trouble, God put him in a perfect environment. That came from God, and when you and I realize that, we'll say, that will last forever because God is forever. What God's done. But what comes out of woman? The writer is saying, how could strength come out? How could you possibly know that you're born of such a weak vessel? How possibly could you have the strength to think that you can make it through this? How could you possibly think that you have in some way the ability to think your way, reason your way, or overcome your own troubles in this life when you're just born of a woman? There's nothing great that's instilled into you, any quality that you can overcome the problems of your life by yourself. You know, one of the real, it would do our leadership in this country, it would do us well, if they all, every one of them would read this scripture and really understand it. That man born of woman is a few days and full of trouble. That all the highest thinking that people can come up with, it is so feeble. We are getting smarter, they say. The technological advances are great. In my lifetime, they've been great. But have they been able to keep us out of recession? Have they been able to keep us out of war? No. Have they been able to keep man's joyful and happy? No. All this has been nothing but a failure to the real happiness and success of humanity. It's not because a man born of a woman is a few days and full of trouble. He doesn't have the inner strength to do it. Folks, today we don't either. And if we look only to that side of us which is born of woman, we are going to be miserable. We're going to be failures. Because there's nothing of this flesh that can possibly cause us to ascend to any higher level but what God has made. You know, there's a side of us that's born of a woman. But there's a side of us that's born of God. And a man that's born of God is not a few days and full of trouble. The side of us that's born of God is eternal. It is eternal, and there will always be trouble. There will always be trouble, but yet, in this idea of living for God, there is a place to ascend above trouble. Have you ever seen that? Have you ever had that kind of a place in your life? Well, let's talk a little bit about trouble then. You ever had trouble? Have you ever not had trouble? Would be a better way to ask it. Because isn't it true that there is trouble all the time? I think that it's true that there is trouble around us all the time. Now, let me say something about trouble. There is trouble that comes in a person's life that they had nothing to do with. Nothing. You didn't do anything to cause it to happen? It didn't happen because you failed to do anything or that you did do anything. It's just trouble. It just comes. But there's also a trouble that happens to people because of the decisions that they make in life. It's just true. We can cause ourselves much trouble. We can also, if we're not careful, take on things and call it trouble or make it trouble to us that's really, how do you say it? It's pretty petty. Heard a story recently of a man, maybe you heard the story too, I believe it was national. But a young boy walked on his grass and he got his gun and killed him. Now that's borrowing trouble. But he was so mad, and what he said was, I told him to stay off my grass. But now grass really ain't all that important, is it? That's really causing yourself trouble. And honestly, we do cause ourselves many troubles by what we put our heart on. If you get something, anything, material-wise, and you put your heart to it, you're going to cause yourself more trouble than it's worth to have it. We do have things, and we should take care of them and do those kind of things. But if we put our heart on, this man no doubt had his heart on his lawn. It was very important to him. He was probably meticulous about his lawn. And for somebody to step on it was just a terrible thing. But I say again, is that really that bad of a thing that you would... Or in other words, we're going to have trouble. But choose the mountain you're going to die on. Do you really want to have troubles over a rolled up pair of socks? Do you want to have trouble because somebody left the footprint on your grass? Or somebody spilt milk at the table? Or many of the other things that we can create trouble. This is trouble. This is awful because somebody left the toothpaste lid off, and now there's dissension and trouble. I cause myself trouble over that. You know, we're bound to have trouble, folks. I've noticed in my life, if there's not something that's really trouble, which I have plenty of it. But if there's not something that I can really say that is this is trouble, then I'll go down the line of trouble. I'll have these troubles, but I won't go without a trouble. I gotta have my troubles. Well, Scripture says that a man born of a woman is a few days and full of trouble. Around us everywhere is trouble. But Lord, help us today to think of this. Instead of trying to get out what trouble we can, but Lord, help us to be able and know how to deal with trouble. Know how and what we ought to do with the trouble. You know, some trouble means you need some action to take care of it. I believe it was the last time I was up here, if I'm not mistaken. Went home, it was January or February. I went home and turned my water back on and went into the bathroom, and there was water coming out here and there was water coming out there. And if I'm not mistaken, there was some coming through the kitchen down into the floor. That's trouble. Well, there's the only way I know how to deal with that kind of trouble is get the tools and the parts, and you get in there and I could have went and kicked the refrigerator and broke my toes and caused more trouble. It wouldn't have been any way of solving the trouble that I had. Sometimes the action that we have, Lord, help us to know how to deal with the troubles we have. Tell you what the Lord told me in a situation that happened, something similar like that before. The Lord really brought it to a blessing to me. The Lord, I felt like, spoke to my heart and said, "Do you know why you have these troubles? Because you have a house." Well, thank God for a house. "You have these troubles because you have water." Well, thank the Lord for water. If I didn't have a house and didn't have water, wouldn't have trouble, right? No, there'll be troubles. But how are we going to deal with the troubles that we have? Lord, help us to have grace. Help us to be able to know when I'm supposed to stand and do something with the trouble that I have, and when I'm not supposed to do what I'm supposed to do with the troubles that I have. I'm going to have, the Scripture says that man's born of woman is a few days. It is just a few days here. Now I'm going to be full of difficult things, troublesome things. They're going to be things that I caused by myself, maybe, and things that I didn't cause it to freeze up and my lines. I didn't cause it to do it. Maybe I could have been more preventative, but it's troubles that happen. And how are we going to deal with troubles? Now, these are just troubles that happen, but you know, some of the more serious troubles that we have is really relationship troubles, isn't it? Most of the problems that we have, there's all kinds of troubles. There's vehicle troubles, there's appliance troubles, there's house troubles. Things leak, it raining. This rain could be a trouble, but Lord, help us to know how to deal with the troubles that we have. Now, thinking about some of the folks in the Bible and how they handled the trouble that they had. David, to me, was doing what David thought that he ought to do. Kind of minding his own business, so to speak, just living for the Lord, minding his own business, taking care of the sheep, doing those kind of things, and along comes a prophet. And the prophet comes along and comes to the house of Jesse, and you remember the story, all of David's brothers come by, nope, that's not him, and right on by, and finally he says, no, these ain't the ones. Jesse, you got any more sons? Yeah, there's one more, the youngest one. He's out in the field out there. Well, bring him on. Bring him down here. Well, brought him down there. Here's the youngest. Said he was ruddy, just a little fella. Come in there, and this is the one. Right here, the Lord put his approval on here, and he anointed him to be king. You know, he very well could have said, don't bring this trouble to me. Do you know what? That was a lot of trouble to be king. David started from that point on, and there was trouble. There was trouble all the way along the line. So now, you'll know the story. He ends up after he kills David, or Goliath. David kills Goliath, and on, and it comes down to the situation, and now he's doing nothing but what God wanted him to do. Do you know you can do what the Lord wants you to do, and it'll be trouble. There'll be trouble around you. It doesn't eliminate the trouble because you're doing the will of God. A lot of times it causes trouble. The devil gets upset and things get around in trouble. David started having trouble. So now he comes up and you remember the story? He would play music and soothe Saul, and Saul had an evil spirit about him that wanted to kill David. Remember when they come back from the battle and the women out in the street? Now how are you going to keep other people from causing trouble? David comes back and maybe he sensed the jealousy. Saul was a little jealous. He was king and he sensed it, and he probably just stayed in the background as much as he could. They ride into the city and out comes these women dancing in the street and saying, Saul killed his thousands and David his 10,000s. And I imagine he's sitting back there saying, going to get him stirred up. He's going to be throwing the javelin at me again and all this and getting him stirred up. Do you know you can't help that kind of stuff from happening? And now here he is, a man just trying to be faithful, and he's got trouble. He's got trouble. You know what David did in his trouble? He wrote psalms about it, about his troubles. You know what he did in his troubles, in that troublesome time? He looked to God to help him in that trouble, that the solution for the problem would not come from this man that's born of woman. David had troubles because he was a man born of woman. But he wanted the solution to the trouble to not be the solution that comes from this flesh, but the solution that comes from God's Spirit. The truth in it. And if you remember the story, old Saul, he was upset at David and he chased him around. Oh, there's many of the Psalms written about it, and the stories is written about how Saul was after David and he chased him around different places, and finally he got him run into a cave, and Saul's in the cave and David's back in the cave, and Saul falls asleep. And all these men's asleep. And his men said to David, said, the Lord has delivered him to your hands. Just go out there and take care of him. That's the way we take care of trouble, isn't it? I got trouble chasing me. And right here's the way to do it. The Lord delivered him. Right there he is, they were saying to him. I wonder if anyone would have blamed him. I wouldn't have blamed him. But he come out there and he cut a piece of his shark tail off, didn't he? And left him asleep. And after he got up now there, David was someone that could have took and tried to solve that trouble that he had by himself. I'm going to tell you what happens most of the time when we take care of our own troubles. We create more troubles. It's never a real solution in our lives when we take care of it for ourselves. And I'm talking particularly when we're talking about in relationships. in relationship problems. And I'm going to take care of this problem. A lot of times there'll be a difference of opinion, and I'll forcefully talk my opinion. You know, you'd be a lot better off if you let the Lord have that opinion. Lord, I got an opinion. You know, I found it in my life that I call most of what I do virtuous. Do you call what you do virtuous? You know, I found out that most of the nature that I had that I thought was virtuous isn't virtuous. It's flesh. It's who I am, and I put more value on that than I'll put on yours. It's my opinion. It's my flesh. And when I solve problems, or try to solve problems in relationship with that virtue that I think I have, I'll end up causing more of a problem in the whole thing in the long run than I'll ever get solved. But David, what David done was put himself in the hands of God, didn't he? Saul was still, you know, he could have ended that foolishness. There wouldn't have been no more Saul chasing him. You know, he got up out of there and he even repented for that. He told him that he was sorry for it, but you remember that didn't stop it. Old Saul kind of humbled himself for a little bit, but then the chase was on again. Round and around they went. But you know what God was doing with the troubles in David's life? I've heard it said that God chose Saul to be king, but he made David a king. And he did. Before David ever got to the place of being the king, he went through some hard places to learn, to be able to learn the best way to deal with the things around. You know, as king, David could have done anything that he had wanted to do, but he had learned that you can't deal with trouble that way. He said of Saul, Saul was God's anointed. God had set Saul up to be king, and only God had the right to set him down. And David said, I don't have the right to touch him. It's not my business. You know, many times, and Lord help us in dealing with our problems, that we learn that when we touch God's things, you know, there's things that we ought to leave our hands off of because they're God's things. And we would be a lot better off in the troubles that we have if we learned that we can. I am totally confident in this today. If you've got troubles, you can commit that to God. And the Lord is more interested in turning that out to be good than what you have, the desire for it to be good. God wants to take that trouble that we're all got so many of, and He wants to teach us how better to serve Him. He wants us to be a kinder person. He wants us to be a more humble person. He wants us to be a better servant, a better example for Him in this life. And the way He does that is through these trials that happens in our life, these troubles. If we can learn how better to take these troubles, and again, folks, we ought to choose the hill we're going to die on, so to speak, because there's no reason to have a big fight over a toothpaste lid. Just put it back on yourself. Honestly, we can humble ourselves down enough that we oughtn't die on the hill of you didn't shake my hand. That's just not a big enough place to have to fight with. And if that's what I'm going to tell you, we are so prone to trouble that we'll find the trouble somewhere. If we ain't careful, we'll be worried on the trouble. I tell you, it really hit me at Myrtle meeting. Brother Michael Smith was there. About the first meet, I think it was the first day of the meeting. I was thinking about some troubles I was having, some things I was going through. This was happening, that was happening. And then he made a request, said he got an email from the brother in Pakistan. And he was telling how these Muslims had risen up over there, and there was 600 of them. And they was going around persecuting the Christians around, and they was pouring acid on the sisters and brutalizing them. Many had lost their homes, they burnt their homes and all that. I felt about that big when he got through making the testimony. Now that's trouble. Now that's trouble. Lord help us in the trouble. Well, it's raining too much out here. Oh, got wet coming across the yard. What trouble we have. Now we have some trouble. How long has it been since it's rained in Kenya? It must have been 2 months by now. Anyway, John said he was having to go 5 miles to pack their water. 5 miles? You have to walk without water. Try carrying water or pulling it or turning it or whatever. And we can make troubles over anything. Let's say this when it comes to our relationship. Let us figure just what trouble am I willing to deal with here? What can I say just, Lord, help me with grace rather than have to try to fix everything around here? Lord, help me to have in my life the kind of patience, long-suffering, gentleness, kindness to deal with relationship problems with. David was a good example in his time. Another time he caught Saul, it was twice that Saul was caught basically in his hands. And he refused to harm him because he was God's anointed. He would not take on. There's one trouble David wasn't going to take on. But he was willing to give this trouble to God. Knowing that God, did God work it out for David? He did, didn't he? In his perfect timing, in his perfect way, he worked this out to be the very best for David in David's life. David did not kill Saul. But the Lord set it up for Saul's end. And he set David like he had promised to do. Now here is another one that had troubles. Totally innocent. There was a man named Daniel who the scripture said they looked for an occasion against him and could find none. In other words, this man lived his life in such a careful manner. And the disposition and those that testified said that the spirit of the holy gods was in him. Now, I don't think they knew how better to say it. But they recognized that the man had a spirit about him that was an excellent spirit. And they got jealous. Do you know it wasn't David's fault that they got jealous? They was only jealous of David because Daniel was doing right and they wasn't. And they got, and I'm going to tell you, they started causing trouble. They started causing trouble. But what did Daniel do in the trouble? He committed it to God. He gave it to the Lord in that trouble. And it wasn't a little bit of trouble. It was a lot of trouble. It was a lot of trouble coming his way. But yet he was able to handle that trouble. Lord, give us the same kind of faith, the same kind of trust in God that we can commit our troubles to the Lord. And be able, he humbled himself down and he did not, did he run to the king? Now I'm going to tell you what people do in the trying to take care of their troubles. It's kind of political-like. Now, and I'm just going to use these names out. But now, if me and Brother Clifford have a little something against going of a difference of opinions and we got a little fight going on between us, it would be very natural for me to go to Brother Earl, talk to Brother Earl a little bit, and get him on my side. I need some alliances here, so I'll get him, and then I'll go on and get Sister Martha and Brother Matt, and the first thing you know, I've got some on my side, and of course he's doing it on his side, and that's the way humans deal with trouble, isn't it? You try to get enough people to get push it your way. You know what Daniel did? He put his pulling his windows open. That's what he did. He could have run. As soon as it happened, he could have run to the king and said, "Oh, king, I'm going to tell you what these men are up to. They're jealous against about me. They're jealous. And they've made this decree, so I'm going to ask you to make another decree. And we could get real political about it. Or he could have get a bunch of people on his side. It's all deceiving. It's all man that's born of a woman. It's of the flesh." Lord, help us to realize and know how to deal with the problems. We have a God that's capable of anything. He went before the Lord and he continued to pray just like he always did. I wonder what he prayed about. He may have even mentioned, "Lord, I'm your servant and I trust in you." And they made a decree, and if this is the way you want me to end my life, then so be it, Lord. I'm going to trust you with this, and I've got a problem here. I've got a problem. That's the way that he handled it. He did not, and listen, he did not try to get an alliance about it. And how many times little things will happen that we'll try that aspect, won't we? The flesh. We'll try to get through, try to get an advantage, try to get above it. And you know what we do? We cause more trouble. We cause a deeper and more problem because we do that. But Lord, help us to be able to deal with our problems in a way that would please the Lord, our troubles, because the truth of it is we're going to have troubles. I remember one time a feller that just could not handle his troubles. And when he had trouble building something, the hammer went. When he had trouble with the car, the wrenches went. He'd throw that, he'd do that. You know, you don't solve problems that way. You just don't solve trouble. Now, I'll be honest with you, Lord's helped me a lot, but one of my biggest troubles, or my problems with dealing with troubles, have always been this idea that if it gets too much trouble in a relationship, it's too easy for me to say, alright, I don't need it. I don't need you. I don't need the problems. I don't need the troubles. Well, Lord, help us. That's no solution to a relationship trouble. How would you like it if the Lord would have said about the time we got just caused, you ever caused trouble for the Lord? You ever been in a kind of place that you needed? How would it have been if the Lord would have just said, forget this trouble? Now I come down here to save these people and they're about to put me on this cross? I ain't going that way. I'm not suffering this thing. But you know what the Lord did with his trouble? And the Lord run into a passel of it, didn't he? He run into some trouble. He took the trouble to the garden with him. He went to the garden and he said, Lord, and this is a right prayer. Lord, I've got trouble. And I'd appreciate it if there's any way possible for you to remove the trouble. But nevertheless, I'd run from the trouble. I can try my own solutions of the trouble. That wasn't what the Lord said with his trouble. What the Lord said with his trouble, not my will, but thy will be done. I'll follow the path that you've laid out for me and through trouble, to get to the place that the Lord wants to have it come out to the very best place that it can come out to. And he'd come back and he'd ask his disciples, remember that? And they was asleep and he went back and then he went back again. 3 times he went back and he committed that problem, that trouble that he had there. I'm so glad that he didn't take my nature. I'm so glad that he didn't say, okay, it's got bad enough now and I'm ready to get out of it. I'm not going through this trouble. You know, he went through his trouble for us. You know, a lot of times the trouble that we have designated for our life just around the corner is a blessing for us and for all those that are with us. Risk around the corner, there's trouble. There's people looking on and seeing the trouble that's come your way. What are you going to do with this trouble that you have? And right around the corner, God has made there to be a real, real blessing right there in that trouble. And I thought of another one of the old patriarchs of Jacob. Remember when Jacob run into his trouble? Jacob caused a lot of trouble. Here goes Jacob. Jacob was the deceiver, wasn't he? The surplanter? Wasn't that what the name meant? He went along and he come up to a point that he was taking his family and he was leaving and he's going to run into Esau. You remember what he done with Esau? Kind of a little trickery went on there with Esau, wasn't there? And he's going to run into Esau. And old Jacob needed something. Jacob had troubles coming. Esau had an army of fierce men. I don't know, it was about 400 of them or something. Anyway, he had an army of very fierce men with him. And here goes Jacob. He's going to have to run into Esau. Now, how is he going to... This is trouble. You ever been in a place that you worried about what the next day might be? Uh-oh. Oh, what I got to do here. Yeah, I run into those every once in a while. Lord have mercy. What are we going to do? Got trouble. Got trouble coming. He went and wrestled the angel, didn't he? Wrestled all night long. And he said, I'm not going to let go until you bless me. Got trouble. I need to know how. This is the way we deal with trouble. I'm going to tell you, sometimes when we have troubles in our life, I'm going to tell you, sometimes it takes a real wrestling. But I'm going to tell you where the victory was won. It wasn't so much in Esau that he won. He won in Jacob.
Yes, he did.
That's where he won. He won in Jacob. The Lord blessed him with Esau, but he won in Jacob. He changed his name to Israel. No more supplanting here. No more trickery and deception now. We're going to change you. We're going to alter you. A lot of the troubles, folks, that we face, I'm going to say the most of them, is a problem here. Maybe someone don't like you. That's trouble. Maybe they won't shake your hand. That's trouble. But the biggest trouble is how we feel about it and respond to it. The natural inclinations, the bitterness that can cause. You don't like me, I don't like you. Oh, no, 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 no. That's wrong. That's wrong. Don't take the lower road. Take the higher road. Lord, help us to be able to get on the higher road with our troubles. Help us, Lord, to be able to conquer our troubles like that with a kind attitude, with a gentleness, that we might be able to win people through Christ. Help us to take these kind of things that's going to come into life. We're going to have all kind of trouble. I don't want to face trouble. See, really, going home and my water line's all bursted is not pleasant. Unless it's pleasant, if you know what I'm saying. It can be. It really can be. When the Lord shows His presence to us, I'm telling you, I've been there, and the Lord deal with me about those things and me do it with joy. Now, what would be better off to do is to have to face it with a grumbling, why does this have to happen? I'm so sick and tired of this kind of stuff and trouble. Or to be able to say, thank you, Jesus, for having water in this house. Thank you, Jesus, for having a house to have water in. Do you know how blessed we are? You know, if Lord help us to be able to deal with our troubles in the way the Lord would want us to deal with our troubles. We are looking at the Lord turn, and you know, the Lord helped me to see that you don't have a trouble if there wasn't something good hooked to it. You may say, well, I'm having trouble with my brother. Thank God for a brother. The only reason you're having trouble with a brother is because you got one. And all the blessings that go along with a brother. Well, I'm having trouble with my mother. Well, thank God your mother's still living. In the my car tore up. I'd rather have one tore up than not have one. I at least fix the one, but if I didn't have a car, I wouldn't have to worry about it being broke, would I? And you know, the Lord brought to my mind that you don't have a trouble that ain't hooked to a blessing. You only have troubles because there's blessings. And I thank God then. I can turn around and say, thank you, Lord, for trouble. Thank the Lord for trouble. Thank the Lord. Well, I have people coming. You know, it's the same way with the gospel. You say, I'm having trouble because of the gospel. Well, thank God for the gospel that I can have trouble with. Isn't it true? Well, people don't like me because of the stands I've made for the Lord. Thank God that He allowed me to have the truth to stand with. There's always the blessings behind it. And if you and I, and Lord help you and I to be able to ascend to that higher way, that we'll be able to face those things and realize that that person that's causing me trouble is a blessing in disguise to me. That is a blessing to me, because wouldn't it be awful never to have anybody to share it with? So behind all of it, man that's born of a woman is a few days and full of trouble. But that trouble that comes into a man's life, God can take every bit of it, has already made every bit of it, to be something that would be a benefit to us if we would learn how to deal with trouble. to learn how to take the trouble and not make trouble for ourselves. A lot of times, I mean, to kill somebody over stepping on their grass, that was just something to me to think about. A person can get their mind into that kind of a place. Thank God you've got grass for somebody to walk on. Or it would be awful not to have it. There's so many things that you and I... And so Lord, help us today that we go a little bit farther, a little bit deeper in the Lord to be able to find those kind of places in trouble. When the trouble happens, that we would always be able to look and say, where's the blessing at? If I have trouble, there must be something that's the blessing in it. Because there's something right there that the Lord has given to be that blessing. Help me, Lord, to be able to face troubles, to be able to deal with the trouble that comes into my life, like Daniel did, like Jacob did, like David did, like all those that come before that followed the Lord have done, to be able to take that bit of trouble that comes into life and make the very best out of it, to be able to deal with it in the right way, to be able to commit to the Lord what needs... You know, folks, we can't fix things. There's things that you can't fix. But God can fix them. It may be a real problem. It might be a real trouble to us. But the Lord can fix that. We borrow a lot of trouble too. And the Scripture tells us, take no thought for tomorrow. That term is an anxious, worrisome thought. Take no thought of tomorrow. It ain't talking about don't keep a dollar for tomorrow. It's talking about don't take no anxious or worrisome thought. Sufficient for today is the evil thereof. In other words, you have enough trouble for today than borrowing tomorrow's troubles. Just be able, that's another way, Lord, help us to be able to deal with our troubles. I can project into next week all kind of troubles that may or may not happen, but I can't do anything about them. But God can do about it, and so our prayer ought to be as we deal with these things, Lord, help us to be able to deal with trouble. Too many people end up going away from the Lord because of trouble. In one way or another, it's called trouble. And it not knowing how to deal with it or the reason for it. But Lord, help us today to be able to deal with our trouble in a way that would be a blessing to us and others. You pray for me.